Atamarie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on the breakfast show here at 95BFM. And on the line, we've got comedian Pax Asadi. Kia ora, Pax. How are you?
Kia ora. Thank you for having me. I'm good.
Oh, it's so great to be able to chat to you today about your brilliant new television show, Raised by Refugees, which is autobiographical. You're in it, playing your dad. Tell us a wee bit about this project for you.
2 years ago, I was sitting in a restaurant with my manager, and he asked me, if you could make any show, what would it be? And because I was a huge, huge, huge fan of Everybody Loves Chris.
Yes.
Everybody Hates Chris. That was the show that I wanted to make.
That's so good.
Because I used to watch it all the time with my dad, yep. Like just after the news.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, man, I'd love to make a show like that, you know? Chris Rock is a comedian that I love a lot and kind of idolized a lot growing up. And so, that was kind of a dream for me. And then, 2 years later, it happened, which is insane.
So at what point did you know it was going to be autobiographical, or at least be mining your own past for the content for this show?
As soon as I knew that I wanted to put this type of show together, yep. Which was that conversation with the manager, I knew it wanted to be autobiographical. Because I love Chris Rock and his show, and many of the shows that follow a similar, there's a lot of shows that have come after that show that follow a similar structure,
mm-hmm.
But I knew I had a story that was unique. I knew I had an interesting story, a half Iranian, half Pakistani kid.
Yep.
Growing up in a post 9/11 New Zealand, like it's dissimilar to a lot of other of the shows that mm-hmm. have come out that have the same structure.
For sure. And I think it's interesting though, because as you say, it's unique in the sense that we don't see TV of this genre about this very often, if at all, really.
Yeah.
Especially coming out of Aotearoa. But there's a lot of people who that's their lived experience here in New Zealand. And that's been the response to the show so far, as I've seen just like people online talking about how much this has reflected their own experience, whether quite parallel reflected their experience or has touched on other aspects of being not white in New Zealand at a quite fraught time internationally. But you managed to do it with such humour and love at the centre of the show, Pax. It's a real roller coaster of a ride. You know, you'll be laughing 1 second and then your heart will hurt quite a lot, 2 seconds later. What was it like making this?
It was really, really... It was so interesting because, honestly, like, that period of my life, I pushed deep down into a bottle and then hid it in my heart. Because it was pretty stink buzz, you know? Going from harmless stereotypes of, like, Apu and, butter chicken and taxi driver and stuff. They're not the greatest stereotypes.
No.
But at the end of the day, they're relatively harmless compared to what was about to come.
Yeah.
And, you're kind of the mysterious ethnic guy with cute stereotypes. And then the very next day, you're the bad guy?
Yeah.
You're a bad guy. And that's really hard for a 12-year-old to process.
Mm.
So it was something that I just tried to forget about and just kind of move on with my life. And so... digging down into the depths of my memory and remembering this did this was bad, like this hurt, like and it was hard to deal with, and I have memories of me wishing that, like, there's an episode, and I do stand up about it, about pretending to be Tongan, but there were days where I wished I wasn't who I was,
That's a lot for a kid to be processing. I mean, what were the conversations you had with your family when you decided to make this show? Because you must have gone back and sort of reflected on some of these times
as an
adult, quite a different thing than as a kid just sort of having to live through it.
Yeah, I mean, my family were nervous about it because, I talked about, digging down into my own past and pulling out painful memories, but I'm doing that for my parents as well.
Totally.
I'm digging into their past and pulling out painful memories. So, they were nervous about it. My dad more so than my mom. My dad was really nervous about it.
Mm.
But now that he's seen it, he's, you know, he's happy.
That's
and,
good.
Yeah, and he likes it, and he's proud.
Mm.
But before it came out, yeah, he was super nervous because he, you know, I gave them insight into some of the storylines that I was going to delve into because I didn't want to fully blindside them.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, like at the end of the day, they're not 100% sure on what's going to be in the show. So they were, they weren't sure about it. But now they're happy, which is good.
It is a big, I guess, responsibility to take on to be telling not just your own story, but your family's story as well. And
but also the story of like a generation.
Yeah, for sure. How has the response been? I mean, I just mentioned I've seen heaps of great online responses about it, but how have you been receiving feedback from people?
It's crazy, man. When you're the showrunner of a show and the writer of a show and the creator of a show and you play your dad in it and you're on set every day and then you go into the edit and you're watching edits and cuts every single day you end up watching every episode like 30 times.
Oy.
You get to a point where you're like, this show sucks. I hate this show. It sucks so bad. Like, because you lose all perspective.
Totally.
You lose all perspective as to what's good and what's funny. You've heard every joke 1,000 times. So when it came out, I was so nervous. Mm. I didn't know what people were going to think. And the response has been, like, overwhelmingly positive.
That's so awesome.
It's really awesome and really relieving. And it's a weight off my shoulders to be like, okay,
mm-hmm.
people like it. I have never worked so hard in my life. Just days and days and days of being up till like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Writing and focusing and cutting and everything. And for that work to be recognized and for people to like the show feels really good. But also I feel like there are people out there that don't like the show that are keeping quiet.
You're just keeping it to themselves, as they should. Keep that to yourself. Well, we don't want to hear that.
Part of me is like, you have that... You know, as a stand-up, when you're doing a show, if there's 1,000 people in the crowd,
mm.
you cannot help but focus on the one person that isn't laughing.
Yeah. Why is that guy not smiling?
Yeah, I have that same feeling of, like, where are the people that don't like the show? the response has been, like, crazy. I didn't even imagine this level of, like, positivity, which is great.
I think we've seen a really interesting... and like awesome trend in the last few years of New Zealand's mainstream television finally having more stories that look like New Zealand actually looks like. I mean, I think about the Panthers, which has been such an awesome TV show, and even getting to see Rose Matafeo's show, even though it was made for the BBC.
Yeah.
You know, these are stories that are so relatable to New Zealanders.
Totally.
In a contemporary way. And it's been a long time coming to see this on a mainstream television station in Aotearoa. I think that's resonating with a lot of people too. I did want to ask you though, Pax, about working with the young actors on this show, because that must have been a really interesting process.
Yeah, they all sucked. I'll never work with kids again.
they do seem like, I mean, they're hilarious, first of all. The delivery of lines is insane. But also, I mean, it must have been quite an interesting thing to have those conversations when you're dealing with racism that you experienced or like really tricky situations you experienced. How did you manage that when you were talking with these young actors?
It was so interesting because not only was it an interesting process to talk about, you know, racism and people being marginalized for what's being said in the media and all these kinds of topics, but also just the idea of 9/11 was so foreign to them.
True,
Like, they didn't even understand how big of a deal 9/11 was.
Yeah.
Like, one of them was like, I said, do you guys know what 9/11 is? And they were like, oh, was that the earthquake where the building in New York fell over?
Oh, true.
And I was like, wow, these kids don't even know. Like, for us, this was such a massive, massive moment in time.
Mm.
And for them, it's just like something that they hear about in history but aren't fully aware of. So not only did we have to like explore the emotion that was going on, but also we had to like explore the magnitude of the time that they're in.
Yeah.
You know, that they're acting in this time, and they have to kind of wrap their heads around the fact that this was the biggest thing in the world.
Totally. Yeah.
But yeah, there was not only that, but also, like, I mean, if you see the show, you'll see that there are a couple of episodes that, I mean, 9/11 is always the backdrop and is always the context, but there are episodes that revolve around things that aren't associated with global terrorism, but rather just like a kid going through puberty, for example.
Yeah, for sure.
And even that stuff, we had to have like awkward conversations about. Some of them didn't know what sex was, you know, and so we had to be like, we had to have the talk with them before we shot the episode. And their we were like, we would look at their parents and be like, do you want to do this? And they'd be like, no, you're doing us a favor. Go ahead. God. Like, you go for it. And we were like, okay.
That's so
But yeah. It was, but in saying that, these challenges existed, but also performing and working with these kids was like one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life.
That's so cool.
Get to hang out with these awesome kids and have these cool conversations, and then as well, like, just spend time talking about like their favorite basketball player, for example. Fun stuff like that. It was awesome.
And I think that actually is pretty much at the heart of this show. You do balance this quite heavy political context and the sort of lived experiences that you've been through with also just like, you know, there's a lot of stuff about growing up that is objectively crack up, and you do really lean into that, which I really loved about this show.
I don't know if you know this, but I am a genuine cracker. You're the genuinest cracker. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Pax, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning about Raised by Refugees. Where can people watch it?
It's Thursdays at 8:45 on Prime. If you still love free to air television, which there's some old school stands out there.
Nice one.
And then if you have Sky Go, you can watch the whole thing there. And then if you have Neon, you can watch the whole thing there.
Fantastic. Hey, congratulations again, Pax. It's a really amazing piece of work. And
thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.